Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your opening bell for July 23rd, 2025. So what we learned recently is traders on Wall Street, they're focused in on tariffs and earnings. Okay, the tariffs piece is that unknown that we have that might make corporations' profits deteriorate. If that happens, they're going to start laying off people, and then it's going to be a trickle effect from there. So we're going to focus in on earnings reports and also the tariff deals that the president is working on right now. So we got this morning, we got some good news from Japan, not so good news from the EU, and then also over here, we're going to focus in on some stocks or some companies that reported earnings before the bell this morning. So let's get over to how those will be affecting these over through here. So folks, my name is Dan Ferriero. I do this report twice a day to inform you guys what the heck's going on with those things and the whys behind it. So let's get to today's report. So here's what we're seeing. Yesterday, mortgage rates, well, let's say they didn't really do anything. They were basically flat across here, minus one here, plus one here. So let's just float in to see what we're going to see today. It will be affecting these things. So the first thing we want to look at is right through here. President Trump just inked a deal with Japan. This is actually sending automaker stocks surprisingly up today because of some of the details in the pudding in this one. And this is what the headlines as we see a lot across a lot of other places. And you see right through here, auto stocks are surging. Okay, so that's what we're going to look at in a second on the stock market. But let's look at some earnings today. So we're going to go over earnings reports. This week is a pretty big earnings report week. We got today and tomorrow. Friday, not much there, so we won't do that on Friday, but let's pick up on the earnings report that we're seeing that come in today. So all I want you guys to understand is we're going to go over to the right. This tells us if the earnings reports were better or worse, and you see what they're looking like right now. So let me get my head out of the way so we can see these numbers. So a lot of these companies I might not have heard of, but I heard of AT&T, GE, what else? Moody's, CME, Hilton, Boston Scientific. Okay, so those are the companies right through there. Let's get over to here to see how their earnings reports are faring so far. So the first one we cross the board, we got here, earnings per share, it is up 22.7%. You go down through here, FCX is up 20%. Down through here, NEA is up. Up, up. I just want you guys to see what in here is green. GD, earnings per share, that's what we're really focused in on there. Green there, green there, green there, green there, green. I don't see any red across the board. So today's earnings reports, surprisingly, I don't see one of them surprising on the downside. So this is telling us, well, corporate earnings are equal to or getting better than where they were. So that's saying, well, the corporations aren't really going to shrink, and that should help the jobs market. Okay, so let's get over to see what economic calendar news we have for today. And really, the only thing we have coming out today is existing home sales. I'm thinking that's going to be pretty much flat or right on target from this. Goldman Sachs came out the other day, and they said the housing sales are going to be about 4 to 4.1 million. So that's probably going to be a sticky point right through there. Then tomorrow, we're going to look at building permits. The biggest thing we're going to look at tomorrow is continued jobless claims and initial jobless claims. Are people still getting laid off? And are they having a tough time getting jobs back? So that's what tomorrow is going to bring us. And then on Friday, we have, well, durable goods orders, Atlanta GDP, some other things there. Really, that's not going to sway the market. So the biggest news we have coming out is tomorrow with the jobless reports and initial jobless claims. So that's on the agenda for tomorrow. So let's look at the bond market to see how it's faring. You go over there in the MBSs. If you're used to my channel, we focus in on right through here. The MBS market right now is down 10 ticks. What does this mean? Well, the MBS at the top means this is a mortgage bond. Okay. So what a mortgage bond does is it gives us the yield or the interest rate on the mortgage. Okay. So how your mortgage rate is created, we take the yield on this thing. Then we take what's called LLPAs, and I did several videos on that. Try to check on my channel on that. And then the bank puts in their profit margins, thus equals your mortgage rate. So you really need to focus in on the bond market right through here to figure out what's going on. This isn't good news, okay? When the bond market is down, you might think, oh, this is good. Rates are coming down. No, what this means is the bond price is going down. It's down 10 ticks. That means yields are going up. There's a yin-yang effect here, folks. So if you see the price going down, rates are going to go up. If the price goes up, well, rates are going to come down. So that's what we're seeing on the agenda today. So basically, the economic news is existing home sales. Those are coming out a little bit later. I'll do that at the closing bell. Earnings reports are fantastic right now. And then you go over to here, and the Trump administration made some gains on the Japan tariffs. But it looks like the next catalyst is now the EU. What is the EU going to do? Are they going to retaliate? Are there going to be agreements made there? That's going to be a huge catalyst to what moves the markets especially mortgage rates. So that's our report for this morning, folks. My name is Dan Frio. Like I said, here's what I have. I have a slogan here that I say every day. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Let's get over to who I am. The first thing I want to do show you guys is, first off, if you're in the process of looking for a mortgage or a car loan, what I need you to do is go to optoutprescreener.com. What this does is it'll stop your data from being sold by the credit agencies. I didn't make this up, folks. This was created by the credit agencies because Congress is trying to get this passed right now. They're having a little bit of a tough time. So if you want to be a little bit proactive to this so your data doesn't get sold, I'd highly suggest it. Go to optoutprescreener.com, sign up for that, and it'll stop those trigger leads. The next thing is, who am I and what do I do? So folks, my name is Dan Frio. I do this report twice a day. I'm a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. What that means to you is I'm licensed in basically every state out there, all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. My slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, it's pretty simple. The bank I work at, the ingenuity here is fantastic. What they did is they said, the consumer wants what? When they call in, they want multiple quotes. How can we assist them with that? So why don't we sign up with more banks to give them more options? So that's what we did here at the bank. So when you apply at our system right through here, what we're doing is behind the scenes, we're actually shopping this with over 30 different lenders to see what lender out there has the lowest rate and the lowest fees for you. And that's how we do it. So you can't do this on your own unless you call 30 different companies at once. But let us do this. Let us take over the heavy work for you guys. Right up through here, this is our website, therateupdate.com. If you want to reach out to us to figure out how this works, basically we're the loan officers. We can use our products at the bank. We can use products from 30 other lenders. So you want to get involved with this, please reach out to us. Give us a call at 844-775-5626. You can ask me a question right through here. We did actually just include a brand new program that we just lost. It's the 5-day HELOC. What this is for is those people out there that are locked in. You have a 2-3% interest rate on your mortgage. You have a lot of equity in your house and you're like, man, these credit cards are killing me. How can I gain access without having to turn in my 2-3% mortgage rate right through here? This is basically a system that you do everything yourself. Okay, basically from application, let me show you how it works. You can get money up to $400,000 basically by doing everything on your own. You don't have to talk to a loan officer. You don't have to upload documents. Basically, here's how it works. The average HELOC program works like this. Various lenders require it. You usually have to do an application online, then talk to a loan officer. And then what you have to do is, the rates kind of stink sometimes. You usually have prepayment penalties. Here's what ours is. It's basically 100% online. You do it on your own. Prepayment penalties? Never. There's no prepayment penalties involved in this. Is this loan tax deductible? Well, you're going to have to check your tax advisor on that. Funding? It'll fund in up to 5 business days. Check out 5 business days. How's the rates and the fees? You pick them. You're going to go through this, you're going to apply, and then you're going to pick your cost, your interest rate, your loan amount. It'll do everything else for you, and you can get your funds up to within 5 business days. So check out that. If you're also looking to purchase your first house or a home, check out this video we have right through here. This will give you a grant up to $7,000 in down payment assistance. So these are just a few of the programs that we're offering here at The Rate Update with Dan Frio. So here's our website. Check it out. Hope you enjoy it. We will be back today to show you how we shop, your loan with up to 30 different lenders. A little bit concerned or maybe basically confused on how we do it? Check out today's live event. I think you're going to be surprised. So thanks for watching, folks. I'll be back later this afternoon with the closing bell to let you know how this goes. We also have a live event to show you how we'll shop over 30 different lenders, one application, and one credit pool. So join us live. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Be safe out there. Be cool. And I'll see you around 2 o'clock with our live event talking how do we figure out what's going on with mortgage rates. Take care, folks. See you then. Bye-bye.